Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Beijing today on a mission to find common economic ground for the U.S. and China. Her visit comes amidst simmering tensions that have prompted both sides to reconsider the deep commercial and investment ties that have defined the relationship for decades.
Yellen's discussions with Chinese officials will cover a wide range of issues. American businesses and investors worry that gathering information in China about markets, the economy, or rivals might be considered spying. Last week, a social media network banned three Chinese bloggers because they wrote negatively about the economy. A Treasury official in Washington said the U.S. wanted healthy ties with Beijing, but he didn't expect a significant breakthrough from Ms. Yellen's visit. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.
Heavy rainfall and flash flooding risks threaten the Central Plains today through Friday. High temperatures could make life miserable in areas from the southwest to the Pacific Northwest. The National Weather Service also says there's a possibility of severe storms and tornadoes in the high plains today with large hail. Threads, Meta's competitor to Twitter, has already garnered millions of users since it launched. The text-based social networking app allows Instagram users to post short updates, links, pictures, and videos. Erin McLaughlin reports.
Meta describing its vision as creating positive and creative space to express ideas, leveraging Instagram's more than 2 billion users. Posts on the app can be up to 500 characters long, with links, photos, and videos up to 5 minutes.
Several high-profile users quick to join, including Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, and New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Millennials, apparently the worst offenders when it comes to lying on social media and in the workplace. A new survey from online casino PlayStar asked more than 1,300 people how much they lie. More than 1 in 10 millennials say they lie at least once a day. On the other hand, only 2% of baby boomers admitted the same. Some of the biggest areas of deception included fabricating something on a resume and lying on social media to impress people. The Powerball jackpot, nearly $600 million. No one won yesterday's grand prize of $546 million, so the jackpot rolls over to Saturday's drawing and will be worth an estimated $590 million. The Mega Millions jackpot is also reaching astronomical amounts and will be worth about $427 million when those numbers are drawn tomorrow night. Angel Studios' Sound of Freedom took the top spot in sales July 4th, surpassing Disney's widely panned Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. The action film starring Jim Caviezel is based on a true story of a former federal agent, Tim Ballard, and his mission to save children from human trafficking. The film has reportedly earned nearly all of its budget back on opening day. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Bill Martinez.
Great to have you with us, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. John Zemarek is going to be joining us here in a few seconds. He's the author of many books, particularly The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism, Christianity, and so many others, and I think it's especially interesting. And I want to bring Dr. John on right now. He is also the senior editor at Stream.org. John, I had to laugh because it had been a while since I looked at the Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism, and how prescient were you? I mean, you had nuns on the cover of that book, not the perpetual ones, but the other ones.
The real nuns, yes. Who the rich drag queens are making fun of.
Yes.
And liberal Catholics are siding with the drag queens against them. Bishop Strickland of Tyler, Texas here went. He was the only bishop to show up and to speak up for the real nuns. And now Pope Francis is investigating him and might remove him from office.
Unbelievable. You know, everything is inverted, John. Yeah. That which is good is evil, evil good. I mean, you know, the book of Isaiah warned us of this day, and here we are. This is what it looks like.
Yeah, St. Paul warned us.
Yes.
He said, people will come to you and preach a new gospel, and that's how you know they are antichrists.
Yes.
Someone who says that what the church taught for 2,000 years or what the Old Testament taught for 6,000, someone who says, you know, I have something better, something more compassionate. We've learned, we've made progress since the covenant of Noah. Now we know the death penalty, which God demanded in the covenant of Noah in Genesis. Right. We now know that's always wrong. So it was wrong then, too. Mm-hmm. So the Old Testament is wrong. But I, Pope Francis, communist with a 95 IQ who doesn't believe in God, I know better. Yeah, I think Pope Francis is an atheist, intentionally destroying the Catholic Church from the top. That's
John,
right.
This opens the door to apostasy, does it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the Pope can apostatize, why can't anyone get on the bandwagon? I tell you what, the papacy is not what we thought it was. I don't know what it will turn out to be. I'm trusting that to God. But if you remember, when John Paul II said something, even if you disagreed with it, you treated it with respect and you were cautious about expressing your opinion. Now, Pope Francis is just like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the LGBT, the Human Rights Campaign, and George Soros all wrapped up into one. It's impossible to even take seriously. I've honestly stopped paying attention to what Pope Francis says and does because it's just embarrassing.
Right. Well, the sad thing about it all, John, is that, you know, whether we're talking Christianity, but particularly Catholicism, the Catholics who are hearing you speak honestly from your heart, you know, what you are seeing in the Catholic Church today, you're saying things that others are starting to feel and realize that, wait a minute, this is inconsistent. I mean, you know, this is not, you know, we can challenge the Pope on some of these things because we're not talking ex cathedra.
Right. Well, I don't think this Pope will ever use his power to teach something infallibly. He doesn't need to. Mm-hmm. He sets up this structure, the synodal structure, which, without ever summoning the church's authority, just dismantles and destroys institutions and structures and doctrines and dogmas of the faith without ever going forth and subjecting them to the test of will God permit me to teach this ex cathedra? Here's what I believe. I think liberal Christianity, be it Catholic or Baptist or mainline Protestant, it is a function, it is a phenomenon of people who no longer believe in the basics of Christianity, the divinity of Christ, the inerrancy of Scripture on matters of salvation. They don't believe in it, but they're afraid it might be true. So what they want to do is prove to themselves that it's false. So what Pope Francis and his allies around him, the gay Jesuits and the dumb liberal Franciscans and the Marxists, they want to prove Catholicism false by demonstrating that they can teach the opposite of what the apostles taught and what the Bible teaches, and God won't stop them. And that, to them, will prove that it was never true in the first place, because I think on some superstitious peasant level, people like Pope Francis and James Martin, atheists, I believe, or pantheists, they fear. What if? What if what the nuns taught me when I was a kid was true? What if there's a judgment? What if I could be facing an eternity in hell? And so what they want to do is prove it's not true in order to remove that germ of fear in their own minds. That's my thought.
So they're going to rationalize a temporal, mortal expression or a feeling against something that we know that's eternal, like God Almighty. How does that make sense, John?
Well, they don't believe in God, but they're afraid he might exist, and they're trying to prove he doesn't. They're trying to prove he doesn't by putting him to the test. You see, I got away with that. Let me see if I can get away with this. If God really existed and Jesus made these promises about the church, he would have stopped me. He didn't. Therefore, he doesn't exist, so I don't have to be afraid of of going to hell. It's that it's that sort of primitive, adolescent, atheist kind of mind game that they're playing with themselves and with us.
You abandon thousands of years of history, things like, you know, like science that stares you right in the face, and you choose to be defiant against the obvious. You see, but this is what happens, John. You know, I was talking with Dr. George Barna last week, and it was his iconic book, Think Like Jesus, that really put me on the road and anchoring of a biblical worldview, holding to it. And what was so shocking to me about his book was that when I had to realize that less than 50% of the senior pastors, to your point, less than 50% of the senior pastors in the pulpit today believe in a biblical worldview. And the standards for a biblical worldview are not like you had to graduate from a specific college or you had to be associated with a specific, a specific denomination. I mean, it was just the fundamental basics. Principles of our faith.
Of the basics that Catholics and Protestants used to agree about.
Yes.
The resurrection, the second coming, the last judgment, the moral law as taught by thousands of years of Christians and Jews before them. The idea that they're hanging rainbow flags in Catholic parishes and that the Pope is using this Soviet-style secret committee, the Synod, to overrule bishops and subvert the teachings of his predecessors. And what sickens me is that there are still some Catholics out there saying, well, you should obey the Pope. You should listen to the Pope. It's all about the Pope. We do not worship the Pope, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
And if you do, you are that caricature of Catholicism that people like Jack Chick would do funny little tracts about and leave on people's cars outside a Waffle House. You are that anti-Catholic stereotype. If you think every time the Pope farts in the bathtub, it's infallible, you are... You know, you're a cartoon. I'm not a cartoon. I never signed up for Scientology. I'm not going to start acting like a cult member now when I'm almost 60.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've said repeatedly, John, you have to own your own knowledge. I mean, even the things that you and I are talking about right now, I challenge our viewers, check it out for yourself. Own the knowledge. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Well, continue in just a moment with Dr. John Zemarek, but very quickly, I want to thank you, our viewers, for supporting this campaign for truth and liberty. You can join our viewer-supported campaign with your tax-deductible donation. Our show is a nonprofit under Hill of Hope, so when you go to BillMartinezShow.com, just click on the donate button, any amount, $5, $7, $77. I love sevens, by the way, so either way. But however God should move your heart to support, we are able to present this TV podcast now because of the donations of other sponsors, and we thank you for participating, and our campaign continues as we continue to reach a broader audience and continue to expand our reach in taking this message for truth and for an American way, a return to God. It is so critical. And we thank you for your tax-deductible donation. As I say, when you go and you click on the donate button, you'll see Hill of Hope. That is Hill of Hope is our partner that allows your donation to become a tax-deductible gift. And we thank you in advance for supporting the cause here. As I mentioned, Dr. John Zemarek continues with us. He is the author of many great books. I especially am appreciative of the Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. We've got the Politically Incorrect Guide to Christianity.
To immigration. I didn't write the Christianity one.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I am sorry. Okay. So immigration, the Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration.
And I have a new book coming out in August called No Second Amendment, No First.
Okay.
God, Guns, and the Government, showing the connection between religious liberty and gun rights and self-defense going back to the Old Testament, the connection between the right of self-defense and religious freedom and the Christian biblical view of the human person as having ultimate dignity and being sacred in God's eyes, which is why it can't be subject to tyranny by the government.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John, I know you wanted to comment when we were wrapping up the first segment about understanding the difference between fake and real, the legitimate right. Versus the counterfeit.
Here's the really important thing. The Antichrist, as St. Paul describes it, we're not just talking one guy at the end of time, but the Antichrist, plural, that recur through history. They're not Genghis Khan. They're usually not even some neo-pagan like Adolf Hitler. They are someone who imitates and mimics Christianity, puts on a Christian disguise. To some degree, Hitler did that. Mm-hmm. He talked about divine providence. He claimed to be a representative of Germany's traditional religion. He put on a disguise while he was seeking power and only took it off once his power was absolute. But we're talking about subtler imitations of the gospel, things that fool the believer the way sucralose or equal fool your taste buds. So it tastes like kind of like sugar, but it's not giving you any nourishment. Right now, the form in which the Antichrist religion has taken is something that the Catholic philosopher René Girard called victimism. That's where you take the basic Christian urge to side with the underdog, to try to help people who are being oppressed, who are getting a raw deal. And you use that, you weaponize that as a means to accumulate power for yourself. So you see, like Black Lives Matter claims to be speaking up for innocent young black men getting gunned down by the police for speeding or running a red light, which allegedly was happening all across the country. So what happens? The leaders buy themselves $4 million homes. They collect billions of dollars. They squander it. They don't even use it for the purposes they said they would.
Exactly.
The transgender movement claims to be helping people who are suffering from gender dysphoria, but in fact, it seems mostly to be composed of men who have this creepy fetish called autogynephilia, heterosexual men who get turned on by pretending to be women who then claim to be lesbian. It's so grotesque.
Yeah.
The side effect of long-term pornography addiction. And so it's very widespread, and rather than treat it as the moral and psychological crisis that it is, they've given it dignity. They've chosen to glorify it and then to inflict it on children, girls on the autism spectrum, boys who are a little bit awkward, people, girls who are anorexic, children who are suffering from a variety of illnesses or just ordinary adolescent confusion and angst. And they're giving them dangerous hormones that will get you kicked out of the Tour de France if you took them for athletic performance. They're cutting off healthy breasts. They're castrating boys. And all of this to build up the self-esteem of these autogynephile perverts and to make pharmaceutical companies billions and billions of dollars because they're looking forward to medicalizing everyone's sexuality. And there are deep ties between some of the leaders in the transgender movement and big pharma companies. A number of the leaders in the transgender movement are rich white men who are heirs of pharmaceutical fortunes. Just happen to be autogynephiles and are pouring money into normalizing and making triumphant transgenderism, which just will happen by sheer coincidence to make them trillions of dollars selling hormones, dangerous hormones, to millions and millions of vulnerable American children.
Yeah, it wasn't enough what they did to us with COVID, John. Now let's go ahead and let's capture your kids and alter them. And there's no way that it's going to do anything about their genetics. It's all exterior. You mentioned big pharma. Hospitals making big money. I mean, these operations are about $100,000 a throw, John.
Right, and the taxpayers are paying for them. We're paying for them for prisoners. We're paying to do sex change operations for male rapists who want to go live in a women's prison. Or we're just letting them go in completely intact where they rape more women. So women convicted of tax fraud are going to be subject to being raped by male sex criminals who all they do, they slap on a wig and say, I'm a woman now. I'm feeling very feminine. I want to shower with the ladies. It's like a terrible satire that came to life. And in fact, the author, Evelyn Waugh, great Catholic novelist, great conservative satirist, Evelyn Waugh, wrote a short novel called Love Among the Ruins in the early 1960s where he predicted transgenderism would be promoted by the government. Anthony Burgess, the author of The Clockwork Orange, he wrote a novel called The Wanting Seed in 1963, where he predicted that a globalist, authoritarian, environmentalist, Malthusian, anti-population elite would encourage transgenderism and castration and would be ruled by eunuchs. 1963, he pegged that. Go read the novel, The Wanting Seed. It's like a time traveler came back and gave him notes about the 2020s, and he just wrote them out.
Well, you take a look at when we miss the mark and we abandon our moral agency, John, all things open. And, you know, I think you're one of the first people to point out this porn addiction that has captured our society and that how this has become the root and demonstration of all that we're seeing, it's all culminating. I mean, look at the streets of Pride Month, where we are right now. And I would agree with you. I mean, it's like the light should go on for all our viewers to go on. This is what happens. The porn addiction. I mean, when you have even evangelicals and studies about the church admitting that a third of people who go, that you're sitting next to church on Sunday, are involved with pornography, a third, in the sanctuary of churches across the country. What does that tell you, John?
Well, people have always had private sins. The problem is when you glorify it and you make public policy based on it.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemerick. Stay right where you are.
How would
would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Beijing today on a mission to find common economic ground for the U.S. and China. Tumultuous weather throughout the U.S., heavy rainfall and flash flooding risks threatening the central plains through Friday, high temperatures making life miserable in areas from the southwest to the Pacific Northwest. The National Weather Service says there's also a possibility of severe storms and tornadoes in the high plains today. Threads, Meta's competitor to Twitter, has already garnered millions of users since it launched yesterday. The text-based social networking app allows Instagram users to post short updates, links, pictures, and videos. Celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have already joined. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here along with Dr. John Zemarek. You know, the question begs an answer, and that is, who told you to put a rainbow flag on the doorway of God's church? The difference between the rainbow flag and the blood of the Lamb is God directed the children of Israel to put the blood on the doorpost so that the angel of death would pass over.
Right. In this case, the Antichrist told the churches to put the rainbow flag over the door so that the angel of cancellation and the BLM mob and the FBI would pass over them. So what we're seeing is a demonic parody.
Yes.
Of all the things of God. And I wrote a column about this at stream.org, and those who are interested in my perspective, I write three or four times a week at stream.org, and I wrote a piece called Blessed Are the Cheesemakers, How Life of Brian Explains Progressive Christianity. And Life of Brian was a Monty Python movie that had playful fun with Bible stories, and I didn't see it until last week, because all these years, and I'm a huge Monty Python fan, thought it was probably blasphemous. I heard it was blasphemous. Mm. Well, there's a scene in it that's blasphemous of the Church of Transgenderism. There's a scene in it that makes fun of transgenderism back in 1979 when everybody thought it was crazy.
Right.
And now there's a stage version of it, and transgender groups are demanding that John Cleese remove the scene that parodies transgenderism. And he's refusing. But it just goes to show you that the sexual revolution, which is something invented by the Marquis de Sade while he was in prison for torturing prostitutes. He was writing vicious, insane pornography and advocating the sexual revolution. Those ideas got trickled into the mainstream, especially through Jean-Paul Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir, who were big fans of Sade. And they kind of smuggled the Marquis de Sade into their philosophy. Pretty soon, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her arguments for keeping abortion legal were that it's the only way for women to really be equal to men if they can walk away from the sexual act supposedly without consequences, the way men have always been able to do. Well, that is a quote from the Marquis de Sade from his book Philosophy in the Bedroom. So Sade writes it, Simone de Beauvoir repeats it, Ruth Bader Ginsburg puts it in a Supreme Court opinion. That's how poison gets mainstreamed. And this is the kind of stuff I write about all the time at stream.org. So I hope people will check out the site, which has a lot of wonderful writers.
No, you do. It's an excellent resource. I refer to it quite regularly, as you know. Speaking of which, you've got a new column there called the Golden Millstone Award.
Yeah.
Hear that? Yes. Go ahead.
Well, it's an award I invented, kind of like the Razzie for the worst movie in Hollywood. The
right.
Golden Millstone, every month you figure out who is the worst pastor, the worst Christian leader, and we have a Golden Millstone. It's a real millstone. We spray paint it gold, and it's awarded at sea, and gravity does the rest. And in it, I talk about a number of religious leaders. There's Sister Jean Gramick, a California nun who's an LGBT activist. Instead of serving the poor, she's helping the richest, most politically powerful lobby in America. And she actually came out in favor of the drag queens, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, against the Catholics who thought their blasphemous antics were offensive. She came out on the side of the wealthy drag queens who mock the crucifixion and mock the resurrection, mock Jesus, mock Mary, mock all the mysteries of the Christian faith. So it's really a mockery of any form of Christianity, not just Catholicism. Then in Bavaria, in Germany, they had a Protestant service for the yearly convention of German Protestants.
Mm-hmm.
The entire service was written by ChatGPT, by an AI bot. And it was delivered by a bearded black male icon, computer-generated face, that in a robotic tone told everyone not to be afraid of death, but to stand and praise the Lord. And they were all thrilled. They were so excited that a robot was repeating meaningless meaningless reassuring agitprop to them. And the third candidate were these priests in I think Buenos Aires, Argentina, who did a mass with an 80-foot monolith of Pope Francis behind them, like a pagan idol, like a statue of the Emperor Diocletian. You know, we Catholics, we don't do statues of living people. We certainly don't put them in the place of the crucifix at the mass. So this was like something out of Stalin's Russia or Kim Jong-un's North Korea, happening in a Catholic sanctuary in Argentina. So I don't know which of these three deserve the Golden Millstone the most. So I think maybe we should share it. We should hang it around all three of their necks on the same boat.
Why not? Oh, my gosh. And I'm looking at, at the Golden Millstone.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is.
Have you got one?
Yeah, maybe I will. I'll get one only to have it outside as a reminder that you too, and we know what happens. Well, Jesus was real clear what should happen with those apostates that would break rank and try to teach another gospel, right?
Right.
And especially when it came to kids.
Targeting the young.
Yes.
Notice all the drag queen story hours aimed at children. Men who want to dress up as strippers and prostitutes and get money stuffed into their fake stuff in front of small children. You know, regular strippers don't do that. That's a very strange thing. Why do you want to expose your sexuality in front of small children? Unless, I don't know, you're a groomer and a pervert who wants to corrupt small children, who has fantasies about small children, who probably belongs in prison.
Right.
The people who are running our schools want perverts gyrating and perverted authors propagandizing small children with perverted sexuality. These are the kind of people who used to ride around in windowless vans around schoolyards, but now they're the guidance counselor, they're the principal, they're the librarian.
Librarian, yeah, exactly. Exactly, John. And the thing is that, as you say, it has inculcated every aspect. And, you know, when I talk with people in the LGBTQ community, even they are taking a step back. They're going, wait, this is a step too far, what's happening during Pride Month. They want to disassociate. And I'm saying, you can't. They're hijacking your movement, and they are really perverting it in measures that even you resist. But you have to say something.
You have to say something. You have to say, you don't speak for me.
Yes.
You know, I'm not trying to sexualize small children. How is that part of civil rights?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I see in your description of the show, you also mentioned my column, Fox News is worse than Bud Light or Target. And I hope people read that. Fox News, first of all, by calling the election prematurely for Joe Biden, then by lying about the evidence of election fraud and lying that the January 6th demonstrators were somehow dangerous revolutionaries, and then firing Tucker Carlson for doing nothing wrong and trying to keep Tucker Carlson from even putting his opinion up on Twitter. They want to silence him as if he were some kind of criminal. They said Fox is suing Tucker Carlson to say it violates his non-compete contract for him to release videos on Twitter that don't have ads, that are not shown on television. They in no way compete with Fox News. They're not even news programming. They're commentary. Right. Fox News wants to silence Tucker Carlson. So Fox News is worse, is more our enemy than MSNBC or the White House press office or, frankly, the official government media in China or North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't watch Fox News now if they ran a four-hour primetime retrospective on my own parents. To me, someone who pretends to be on your side while stabbing you in the back is far worse than an open, avowed enemy.
Got to go to break right now. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready ready to sell your home right now. Any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6 prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here with Dr. John Zemarek, the author and senior editor at Stream.org. John, what irritates me so much about Fox, as you mentioned, first of all, the early calling of Arizona, their lack of curiosity and interest of, you know, of the election, 2020 election, when you've got over 60% of America, you know, saying that something fishy went on. Nobody's interested in looking into it. Yet Bret Baier, with a one-on-one interview of former President Donald Trump, you know, poses the question about the 2020 election, not out of curiosity, but as a got you question, throwing out, you know, some red beef there in front of the president that he knows is very irritated and does not agree with the outcome because of the evidence. But yet there's no interest from the mainstream media, which is amazing to me. I mean, here's the media that is so, you know, Pulitzer Prize driven and looking for the big story of the century, and they're stepping over one of the biggest stories of modern history.
Fox wasn't interested in the Hunter Biden laptop either, yeah, except for Tucker Carlson. Fox is not your friend. Fox is the designated opposition. Fox is the opiates the opiate drip in your arm that's supposed to kind of calm you down and get you compliant so that the rest of the regime and the rest of the UNA party can do what it wants. So I think Fox is infinitely worse because it is a false friend. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Whereas if you put on Rachel Maddow, it's a wolf in wolf's clothing. You can see the teeth, you can see the fangs, you can see the tail. But the wolf in sheep's clothing is far more dangerous. So again, I want to see Fox News bankrupted. So they have to sell it at fire sale prices to someone who actually loves America, actually respects Christianity, and actually is willing to tell the truth. Because the Murdoch family right now, they are laughing at us, taking our money, and selling out our country and our churches and our freedom to our enemies. And
well, John,
they cannot be forgiven for that. They must be punished.
And I don't know how
Bud Light.
And I don't know how much more, whether it's Bud Light or Disney or Target, any of these other woke companies, Fox as well. We know that BlackRock is a major stockholder in Fox. I don't know how long even they can underwrite and co-opt this big lie, and what it's going to take is America. I mean, look at they've lost, what, at least half of their audience already, John?
Yeah, well, that's a good start. What about the other half?
Yes.
I'm serious, people. Go watch Gordon Ramsay cooking shows. Watch the TV test pattern. Go on YouTube and watch old 80s videos. Watch anything other than Fox News, which is a kind of pornography for conservatives. It imitates the real thing, but it's in fact a hideous parody of it. It pretends to be conservative, just the way people like Nikki Haley and Mike Pence and Lindsey Graham. They are there to drug us into a sense of feeling things are okay. We still have a free country. Somebody's pushing back when, in fact, it's fraud. It's designed to shut us up, to calm us down, to make us compliant. And the real conservatives, people like Tucker Carlson, people like Carrie Lake, those people will be silenced and punished. And if the FBI can find a way, they will be falsely imprisoned.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we know how they make that work. John, I want to talk about another article at Stream that you have, and that is, who are the pro-life heroes? I know one of the early interviews that you had was with Jason Jones. I got to tell you, Jason is one of my early heroes. You know his story, boy, I'll tell you, my heart went out to Jason, and and he has continued to be a fearsome fighter for life ever since.
Yeah, Jason is someone who, as a teenager, his girlfriend got pregnant. They both wanted the baby, and her father forced her to have a late-term abortion. And he found out about it at an Army base because he dropped out of high school and joined the Army so he could provide for his daughter, who was going to be born in a few months.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the girl was taken away from them both. And it's fascinating. Jason didn't even realize abortion was legal at the time. He'd never even thought about it. He was 17. He'd never thought about the fact that this could happen and that he would have absolutely no say in it. So he became a fantastic pro-life leader. And he's not just on the issue of abortion. He's involved in trying to help translators who helped America during the Afghan war, who the Biden administration left behind. He just got back from Ukraine, where he's trying to help patriotic Ukrainians push back against the Soros and LGBT agenda. And he reported back that the Ukrainian leaders are telling him they're attaching strings. The U.S. is saying, if you want these missiles, you have to allow transgender surgery for children. If you want these rockets, you have to have abortion clinics. You have to bring Planned Parenthood in. So Ukraine is being invaded from two directions, the way Poland was in 1939. The East, Putin is sending troops in that are killing Protestant pastors and Catholic priests and putting landmines around church schoolyards. And then the West is invading in the form of non-governmental organizations, Planned Parenthood, the Open Society Project, all these Putin is the velvet, is the iron fist.
Yes.
And Soros and Biden are the velvet glove that's going to gradually strangle Ukraine, destroy its birth rate, remake it along the model of San Francisco and Baltimore and Chicago. Really, do you want your whole country to turn into one big blue city run by perverts?
Unbelievable, John. This is just absolutely disgusting, you know, what's being done. I mean, even with the military, there's a bill in Congress right now that, why we even have to have a bill to tell the military that they cannot be allowed to use federal funds in order to have our military personnel, have a trans operation. This is where we are right now. And we knew we were in trouble when Milley and Austin, you know, former General Austin, the head of the Secretary of Defense, he's so proud of us having the most diverse military. That's not what the military is for. It's not for diversity.
Wait till the next war. We couldn't even defeat the Taliban. We couldn't hold down Afghanistan. I love that Joe Biden is saying, the Second Amendment won't do you any good because the U.S. military would crush any citizens who push back against them. I say, really? You couldn't conquer Afghanistan. You think you could hold down Texas?
Come
and take it. Give it a try.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it is absurd, but this is the world in which we live in today, ladies and gentlemen. And it requires we, the people, especially here we are, John, we're a week away from celebrating our 247th birthday, July the 4th. What does America mean to you? And is it worth saving?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's a lot better. And I wrote about this at stream.org. The title of the article was, when our Berlin Wall came down 1 year after overturning Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade and even more its successor decision, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, they said that what America meant was abortion, that America meant you could kill your baby for sexual convenience, that was a fundamental part of American liberty. That poisonous lie at the heart of American jurisprudence and law was finally removed thanks to the justices Donald Trump was able to get appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. That makes me feel much better as an American because there are two things. I like to say that immigration decides whether America will be saved, and abortion determines whether it deserves to be saved.
Wow, good.
I don't think God will honor or protect or offer any benefits to a country that continues to sacrifice innocent children on the altar of sexual convenience and personal autonomy. I just think he's going to walk away from it, and the Assyrians are going to pour in across the border. The Hittites are going to come and take our cities. It's going to be Old Testament stuff. And the fact that we no longer venerate the lie that our Constitution includes the right to kill children, I hope that wins us some respite, that wins us some mercy from God, and he gives us time to fight the many manifestations of Antichrist that are bubbling up through our culture.
Yeah.
The fact abortion pills are sold at Walgreens and CVS and Rite Aid.
No. Well, John, we got to leave it there. Our thanks to Dr. John Zemerich for being with us today. For more information to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Go and be blessed beyond your imaginings.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination.